And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruse. Today's a Friday. If you have a call that you want to call in here, it's just me today. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And it's the first Friday, and it's a cold Friday. This morning, boy, me and the spotted dog on our morning walk, the Denali State Bank time and temperature said at 6:30 a.m., 43 above. And I thought to myself, is this June or is this April in Fairbanks, Alaska? Because it was this cold, windy, and wet. So anyway, but today's first Friday. Today's the beginning of summer. You know, last week was our Memorial Day, which connotates beginning of summer, so to speak. So we're going to go over things that you can do, places you can eat, locations to go try on today's show. If you have any thoughts, questions, you want to talk about anything else, again, we're at 907-458-8255, 458-TALK. And today's first Friday, so come on downtown, enjoy yourselves. They always have events going on. You have the co-op building there with things going on. The restaurants are open. It just seems a little bit more merry. Festivities downtown on that first Friday. You have the artists in different locations. Check those out. The downtown 2nd Avenue, 1st Avenue, 3rd Avenue, going down to Bobby's, Lavelle's Restaurant, the El Dorado, places like that. You're going to enjoy yourselves. You go over to the library, enjoy yourselves. Restaurant there on 4th Avenue that has the a couple of restaurants there. I'll come back to that. So, but what is happening over the weekend? Well, big event tomorrow is the 2nd annual Sunlit Convention, Sunlit event, and that should be fun if you want to go to that. That's at Groudon Park. You're going to have multiple bands there throughout the day. And yes, I did sign a noise ordinance allowing them to play to about 11 o'clock at night. So that one time you get to do that there is their 2nd annual. No complaints per se from last year, so hopefully get none this year. Sponsors are Goldie's and the Hoodoo Brewery. And so you're going to have some food trucks out there, about 6-7 bands throughout the day. It should be a fun event. It should be a very fun event. Now, also, if you're thinking about it, go hit Kramer's Field this weekend. You know, it's going to be a little bit wet, but it should be drying out tomorrow. You still have some cranes in there. You still have good hikes, good viewing. Go out and just enjoy yourself. I take the spotted one there every Saturday and Sunday. We do what's called our trifecta. Good way to get back in shape. We do our morning walk downtown. It's about a mile and a quarter right in there. It takes us about 25 minutes. Get home. I enjoy coffee out on the front porch till about 8 a.m. And then we go up and we hit Birch Hill. And we do a good 25-minute walk on Birch Hill. And this time of year, the mosquitoes aren't too thick yet. We still have a little bit of wind. But I have put the cutters and the off in the front of the car with me. So when I get up there, if I need it, I'm ready to go. And they have a multiple amount of trails there. Just, you know, the more I get into that location, the more I use it, the more I enjoy it. They have so many trails of so many different lengths. You know, you got the 400 yards to half a, it's about 3 to 5 miles easy. and variances in between. And just a very good place to go to enjoy yourself, get out, walk, exercise, take your dog, go play frisbee golf. That's a lot there. Go mountain biking up there. That's a lot of fun. And enjoy yourself. And then what we do is on the way down, we drop by and we do Kramer's Field. So it's the third part of the trifecta. And we go to the back. It's about another mile and a quarter, mile and a half walk, and we enjoy ourselves. And he's sniffing and smelling everything and running up in front of me. But he always knows the rule is you can't be out of my sight. I got to see you the whole time. And we're supposed to leash your dogs. Yes, yes, yes. But whenever we get around another dog or other people, I put a leash on him and he's good. But when there's no one around us, he's getting his yah-yahs out. He's enjoying himself. And that's why you have a dog. That's why you have a dog. So anyway, downtown walk, Birch Hill, Kramer's Field, tonight's First Friday. Then if you can, tomorrow, the farmer's market, it's open and it's going, and it's going very well. I was there this last weekend. A lot, they are full. I mean, they are full. They have many proprietors there, many booths, you know, 7 to 8 places you can grab a beverage or something to eat. They are busy. They're in full swing. They don't have the amounts of vegetables yet, but it's still early. But there's you can buy your, you know, I went there last week and I bought a couple things of basil, blue basil, your Genovese flatleaf basil. You can get lots of different herbs there, flowers there, and enjoy yourself. A lot of people, you're gonna know people there. You're gonna come across people you haven't seen since last year, and you're gonna do that. You're gonna see them and enjoy that. It's Fairbanks. It's a farmer's market. They're open on Saturdays and Wednesday. I don't get out there on Wednesday because it's a busy day for me. But Saturday, you know, I like to get over there. I like to get over there in the, you know, anytime I can. They open at 11. I don't know what time they close, but I get over there. And it's just a fun event. And they got good food, good things to do, good items to purchase, and enjoy yourself. Then if you have time tomorrow or this weekend, hit the Tanana Lakes Park. You know, it's a really special place. You have great walking, hiking trails there, bike riding trails. If it's sunny out, you know, go get in the sun, bring your water sled out there, whatever it is. It's a lot of fun. That's a special park. In the fall, you get to go shoot a duck if you want. That's a special place. I enjoy that place. I try to enjoy it at least once or twice a month. Get out there and enjoy it. And then shooting range is basically across the street from it. I'm starting to do that. Got a 300 Weatherby. I'm sighting in and going to go sheep hunting this fall. So getting back into my mountain climbing shape. And that takes a summer in itself. So, but we're going there and we're doing that. So anyway, the Tanana Lakes Project, Farmer's Market, Birch Hill, Kramer's Field, First Friday tonight, the second annual Sunlit Music Convention Fest going on. Lots of stuff to do this weekend. Lots of stuff to enjoy. You ever notice how we pack everything in from May about 10th through September 15th? You have 2 to 4 things to do every week. Events. Everyone has an event, be it food, golf, social, running, wedding, outdoor, parade, you know, holiday. We pack so much into our summer. That's why we're Fairbanksons. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Ricky Colapietro. Valdez Fish Derbies started with Silver Salmon Derby, then Halibut Derby. Now there are so many events. Can you give us a rundown of the major events happening with Valdez Fish Derbies this summer season?
Absolutely. It's been really cool to see the Derby grow over the years. Of course, we start with the Halibut Derby, which is May 27th through September 3rd. And within that, the Halibut Hullabaloo, June 2nd through 11th. And then the Silver Salmon Derby, July 22nd through September 3rd, with Big Prize Fridays, July 28th and September 1st. Also, can't forget Kids Pink Salmon Derby, also July 22nd, just that day. It's a lot of fun. And then Women's Derby begins August 12th, and all the derbies will wrap up September 3rd at noon. A lot of fishing to be done.
Yeah, and people want to find out information. It's sorted at valdesfishderbies.com.
Yes,
there's a page for silvers, page for halibut, page for kids derby, page for women's derby, and then also information about weigh-in dates and times, all that good stuff, right?
Yes, and of course, you cannot forget the tagged fish contest as well, which is August 11th through September 3rd. A lot of money to be won in that. It's awesome.
Also on that website, all the prizes you can win, they're now posted, right?
Yes, they are.
Go fishing, Valdez. Easy Freeze is open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. They can book your fishing charter and blast freeze and vacuum pack your fish. Going out on a private boat? Come get your bait and ice. Easy Freeze can process your catch, too. They've got a variety of seafood for sale at their shop on Chittenden Drive. And if you have special requests for pickups or drop-offs, they'll do their best to accommodate. Easy Freeze.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 49. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 38. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 63. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with you here. Now, looking at events coming up this next week, this Thursday, the Boys of Summer start. Alaska Gold Panners back in action. Opening game, 6:30, Thursday night. I'm going to be there. You know, how often do you get out to the Panner Park? That I was out there yesterday picking up my tickets, and it's just looking good. I mean, it is what they've done with it over the last 5 years. They've really improved it, made it look good. Boy, you know, field's looking good. They're putting in a new infield this fall. They got the new scoreboard being constructed, big scoreboard, and this every year they're upgrading the facilities. They're upgrading the players every season. And maybe this year they'll be put back in the Alaska Baseball League. Who knows? But this Thursday, it starts. 6:30, Groudon Park. First pitch. And then this coming Saturday, on the 31st annual Mosquito Meander, the 5K, 3 mile, fun run and walk. And it starts at Pioneer Park at 10 o'clock, $20 entry fee. And that's always a lot of fun. It's a polite, you know, some people are into the big race and other people just, oh, let's just get out here and enjoy Fairbanks. And that's what that race, that walk is to me. It's a fun run and walk. And I like to bring my Dalmatian on it. He thinks he's a star, so what the heck, might as well fulfill his ego and have him enjoy himself. What the heck. Now, in Fairbanks, we have a location that starts at the intersection of College Road and University Avenue, and it travels west, excuse me, travels east on College Road, and it's what I call the Miracle Food Mile. If you go there once a week and hit a different restaurant, you might get them all before they all close. They have some that are open year-round, some that are open seasonally. And starting at the intersection of University Avenue and traveling east on College Road, the first thing you have there is University Plaza. In the University Plaza, you have two restaurants. You have the Bon Thai restaurant, which is a full menu of Thai cuisine. The egg rolls, it has halibut, shredded halibut egg rolls with cabbage and carrot and the silver noodles in the wrapper. And Never heard of that. I don't eat fish, but man, I'm sure that's a good one. But they also have the full complement menu that they have, like the downtown location, excuse me, the Bontai restaurant. You have the menu of soups, salads, noodles, stir fries, fried rice, curries, a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything. And also in the plaza there, you have the House of Fire Pizza, and they're open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they have great handcrafted New York-style pizza. You order it, then you sit down, and it's about a 20-minute wait, and then you have a great pizza. And that's the same type of wait you'd have if you're at Bobby's, Giraldo's, someplace like that. You know, a nice sit. It's a sit-down style meal. It's not fast. You're not in and out real fast. It's an experience. The gentleman who owns it, he created his own thin-style crust, his own marinara sauce to put on it. Very, very good. Then, before you get out of the parking lot, you have the Hot Shot Sisters. It's a, you know, your coffee cart, your coffee hut there. But they do a lot of coffee and lattes, but they also do a lot of smoothies there for you. And they have a couple things you can eat. And then across on the north side of College Road, right across, there is Sunrise Coffee, Sunrise, you know, bagels. And they have a couple locations, and they have great coffees. They have great sandwiches over there, great breakfast sandwiches. Their egg and croissant with cheese is one of my favorites. So enjoy that. Then you just barely, you get across the street from one parking lot there at the University Plaza, then you're in the College Mall parking lot. And the first thing you come across is the Fuji Japanese Steakhouse. Now, yeah, they have a little bit of steak there, but it's a full steak. It's a full Japanese restaurant. You have your egg roll rolls, you have your rolls, your different ones, your meta, and things like that. Full Japanese restaurant. If you want to great experience of a Japanese restaurant, go there. Go there. Then you have the College Town Pizzeria. And I just so enjoy the College Town Pizzeria. I go there a couple times a year. You have, you know, they're the OG. They're the original pizza location over there. And they've been a stalwart over there. They have your veggie pizzas, your meat pizzas, and In your meat pizzas, you can make your own pizza. You got your chicken pesto. They even have a buffalo pizza. You have the Nanook pizza there, too. And the Nanook has marinara, mozzarella, Italian sausage, reindeer sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, green peppers, onions, and black olives. It's a type of pizza that can feed a front line of hockey players, that's for sure, or a shift of hockey players. Then you have the different other ones there. You have the Mamma Mia, the spicy pepperoni, the Finlander. How many people have a Finlander pizza? Well, they have reindeer sausage, Polish sausage, green peppers, mushrooms, mozzarella, marinara. What the heck? But they also have calzones and stromboli there. You ever want a good calzone? You ever have that craving for a good calzone, which is basically an encapsulated pizza, you know, in a baked bread sandwich? And they have great ones. They have the Euros calzone, the Buffalo chicken calzone. Just make your own. The Godfather calzone, which has pepperoni, prosciutto, bacon, smoked mozzarella, ricotta cheese, topped with butter and black peppercorns. And it's served with a side of marinara, so you can dip it like a sandwich into it. And they have stromboli, too. You ever need that stromboli? You ever need a pizza by the slice? That's where you go. It's a great location. And then right across from them in the parking lot is the Sunsprout Cafe. Now, the Sunsprout Cafe is above the Sunrise Health Food Store. It's a owner's, they do all the cooking there. They have salads. They have the grilled chicken Caesar, the Sunsprout Deluxe Little Garden. They have wraps. They have a grilled chicken Caesar wrap. They have a grilled chicken red, white, and blue wrap. They have different sandwiches there. The Sunny Rainbow Vegan, the Protein Stacker, which has turkey, roast beef, provolone, and cheddar cheese in there. They have the roast beef sandwich, the hot roast beef sandwich, the grilled cheese, the cheesy grilled cheese. A little bit of everything there. A little bit of everything. But they also do soups daily. They make two soups every day. One soup is a veggie, gluten-free. And the other one is from a meat. Gluten-free, two soups. You can get it by the cup or the bowl. And they're very good. I've had their soups there, and very good. And so they have a children's menu. Good things to buy there, good things to eat. If you're on that side of town, if you're on that corner, you have 6 to 7 locations already to choose from. Nothing like choices in life. So anyway, then you get across the street from the College Town Mall, and you have Hess Avenue, and the first thing you hit is Hot Licks. Oh, my goodness. Outdoor seating. They have between 15 and 20 different styles of ice cream, homemade here in Fairbanks, that you can have. They've been at it there for about 30 years now. My goodness, it goes by fast. Then, across the street, directly across the street in the parking lot there, you have Bun on the Run. And they open up at 6:30 Monday through Saturday. They're closed Sundays, but they supply a good breakfast too if you want something like that. And on Saturday though they're only open from 7 to 3. Normally they're open from 6:30 to 4 p.m. And they have cinnamon buns and sweet scones and savory scones and muffins, coffee cake. They have good sandwiches, the roast beef, the ham, turkey, salami. They have brownies. They have a daily special, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, the Friday is the Bun Reuben. That's always a good one. On Saturday, they have calzones also. So you have two locations very close, the College Town Pizzeria, and on Saturday, there at Bun on the Run, they have calzones. Think about that. Very good. And they have frosted cakes, you know, your zucchini fudge, your carrot cake. You have your different bars that they make, the cookies that they make. A whole ensemble of good food. Right there in a parking lot. And they have outdoor seating. So you can, if you want to dine, if you want to do a DoorDash, if you want to dine there or take it home, it is all available. And they've been there for, oh my goodness, 20 years maybe, if not more. So, again, they're only open in the summer, and they're open now. They're open last weekend. Don't ask me how I know that. I did not go in there and buy anything, but I might have. After all, I found out they were open, and I was enjoying myself. But I hope you're starting to get an idea of just what, you know, we haven't even gone a quarter to a half mile. We haven't even got a quarter mile yet. And we've already talked about it, what, 9 different restaurants. 9 different restaurants in the first quarter mile. So again, if you can go to one restaurant there a week in the summer, and you're not going to hit the same one. You can just take your time. Each one of these restaurants I've brought up so far by themselves is wonderful, very active, and you can enjoy yourself. Good food. Good quality, good service, and they're all right there. You have a choice to make. Probably your toughest choice of the day, but what the heck. So Fairbanks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a time out. We're going to have some bumper music. It's obviously from Glenner because it's Madonna bumper music, Lucky Star, oh boy. Don't know what that is, but it's going to be coming at you. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. Baby, it's cold outside, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin upset that his Chinese counterpart would not meet with him during a recent summit in Singapore. Well, the CIA director, Bill Burns, he did meet with Chinese counterparts in Beijing last month. So is that a good sign when it comes to U.S.-China relations? John Kirby's coordinator for strategic communications of the National Security Council.
We're trying to manage this competition, and one of the aspects of doing that, we've talked about this many, many times, is keeping the lines of communication open.
Activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's running as a Democrat for president on the Fox News channel. He says the American public's being lied to.
I think we were lied to about during the pandemic. We were repeatedly lied to. The goalposts were repeatedly changed. We're being lied to about the Ukraine war.
And the U.S. Senate has passed the debt limit deal. The president should sign it by Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Authorities have recovered the bodies of two sisters on board a fishing charter boat that was found partially submerged off southeast Alaska amid rough seas in Sitka. Two others remain missing from the charter, which was taken by two vacationing couples. Alaska state troopers say they believe the bodies are those of Danielle Akagoili of Waiapu, Hawaii, and her sister Brandy Tayu of Canoga Park, California. They were recovered from the boat around 5 p.m. Wednesday and taken to the state medical examiner's office. Tayu's partner, Robert Solis, and the boat captain, Morgan Ribadu of Sitka, remain missing. Danielle Agauli's partner, Maury Agauli, was found unresponsive in the water near the boat Sunday and later pronounced dead. And finally, the Fairbanks Police Department and Fairbanks Fire Department are investigating the fire from Spice It Up restaurant that happened on Tuesday, May 16th, as an arson. They are seeking the public's assistance in identifying a person of interest that can be seen in video clips and photos from the Fairbanks Police Department. Please go to their Facebook page for more details.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com, findoutfree.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen in the studio here. If you have a thought or a restaurant you want to recommend or a dish at a restaurant, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, because the remainder of this is in the first last 15 minutes, the next 20 minutes is going to be about restaurants and food and things like that. I mean, my goodness, what the heck? Only in Fairbanks, right? So anyway, the Miracle Mile starts at University Avenue, travels east on College Road. Now we're down to Haines Avenue. We've been through the University Plaza that has a Bon Thai restaurant, the House of Fire Pizza. It has the Hot Shot Sisters there that does smoothies and coffee and lattes. And on the opposite side of the street is in the Sunrise Coffee. Then you hit the College Mall and it has Fuji Steakhouse, College Town Pizzeria, one of my favorites, Sunsprout Cafe. Then you hit Hess Avenue and there is the Hot Licks Ice Cream. And across the street is Bun on the Run. Excuse me. Then we have Hayes Avenue. And on the north side, it's open Tuesday through Saturday, only from 11 to 3, Lane's Quickie Tacos, but they have a big following. I think it was in 2019, they were given an award in a magazine. They were voted the best taco in the state of Alaska. And on Fairbanks Foodies, we did a month of tacos where we had people come in, give taco recipes. Every week we went to a different restaurant with tacos. And Lane's was voted the best. So if you have time between 11:30 and 3, and you're on that side of town, hit Lane's Quickie Tacos. Remember the Blue Marlin? Then it was the Marlin. That's where Lane's Quickie Tacos is. And they have their OGs, their originals, and they're Alaskan. Lane's Quickie Tacos started over at the Farmer's Market. Many restaurants have started at the Farmer's Market, and here they are. And their Alaskan has been their number one seller since day one. It has juicy pulled pork, diced white onions, cotija cheese, cilantro, and a wedge of lime. Get it on a flour or corn tortilla. Then they have the Texan. This is a, what you call a Tex-Mex staple. It's a carne asada, slow stewed beef seasoned to perfection with cotija cheese. And boy, and that's just what it is. You know, there's nothing else. That's all it is. It's all it's needed. And boy, people really like that one. Then you have the American. Not the American, the American. It's tender, slow-cooked shredded beef with diced white onions, cotija cheese, cilantro, and lime. So what I'm trying to give you a hint is these are very relatively simple tacos, and the meats is what really makes it there, except for the next one that I bring up, and it's called the Hippie. For all you veggie heads, it says out there. Sautéed curly kale with garlic. Their famous veggie ceviche, roasted poblano sour cream, corn or flour tortilla. And then they have the poor boy. It's a tender mesquite smoked brisket with their own house dry rub, topped with diced onions, diced dill pickle, and smoky hickory barbecue cream sauce. Boy. And hey, they got tacos for the kids too. You know, traditional bean and cheese taco, something easy, but it's right there. It's anyway, Lane's Quickie Tacos. Then you have right next to it, the Pad Thai, another Thai restaurant. What do we have? 32 in the Fairbanks and outskirt areas, probably highest concentration of population versus Thai restaurants in America anyway. I know in Alaska, but in America too. But good restaurant. When my mom was alive, she'd come up here and visit me, and we'd always go there. That was her favorite Thai restaurant. You ever notice how everyone has a favorite Thai restaurant? They like many, but they have their one. They have their one and only. Ask anyone who's a Thai restaurant food aficionado, bam, they have their one. Me, I like them all. How could I prejudice myself and leave out the others? I just can't do that. That's those two, Lane's Quickie Tacos and Pad Thai restaurants, are on the north side of College Road. And right across on the south side, on the corner of Hayes Avenue, is the This and That Grill. Cajun Mike. I've known Mike, goodness gracious, over 25 years now. And he's open, Saturday through Tuesday. Tuesday through Saturday, rather, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And he's known for having some of the best burgers in town. I mean, he does. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name's Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, I just turned you guys on. I heard you talking about Thai restaurants, and I just happened to pull out of Bangkok over here off of College Road.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord. Joy is one heck of a cook.
Which one's Bangkok?
It's right there by the farmer's market.
Okay, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, the yellow curry chicken? That'll send you to heaven. So will the garlic chicken. That is just unreal. Now, there's another thing. I've been wanting to try to get it across to people. Most people don't know this. You remember the old Buffalo Diner, Ed and his wife? They had in Delta. People would drive all to Delta for their burgers and stuff. Remember how great a food that was?
Yes, I do.
did you know that Ed and his family moved to North Pole and they now run that little tiny shiny chrome diner right there on the corner of Paradox?
Yeah, they have the diner there. Yeah, I did not know that was them though. Boy,
that is,
what a traditional family food! I love that diner.
Oh, the ham and cheese omelets they make in there, they're absolutely amazing. But that's Ed and his wife. They ran the Buffalo Diner in Delta for years.
Okay.
They've been slowing down a lot from the pandemic and everything, but they're still just really amazing people, and it's some of the best food you're going to find in Fairbanks.
They also, I always tell them this, they also serve the best coffee in Fairbanks, in a restaurant. They serve the best restaurant coffee in Fairbanks. And it's not in a small cup either. It's in a big cup. And I was out there about a week and a half ago, and I always like eating at the diner bar there so I can see what they're doing. And I had a breakfast. I had the French toast. And by the time I ordered to when I got and I was finished, I was asked three times by the waitresses, do you need anything else? Do you need any more coffee? Do you need any more orange juice? Anything
Absolutely.
Else? They give such good service. They really do.
Now, here's a little secret. I went in there one time and I said, hey, Ed, what do you eat whenever you're hungry? I'm kind of in the mood for something different.
That's a great question. What's his favorite?
It's not on the menu.
Oh.
I said, really? Well, what do you got? And he goes, well, and it's a chicken sandwich on burger bun that he deep fries the chicken sandwich real quick, smothers in mozzarella cheese and barbecue sauce. Just ask Ed for the chicken sandwich that's not on the menu. And he'll know right away. Sean told you about it.
Sean, Fairbanks, remember, the secret is Sean asked me to ask this, not David, Sean.
It is absolutely amazing. And it's a chicken mozzarella.
Yeah, what they do is he takes a chicken, he flattens it, he softens it up, probably breads it, deep fries it,
yep.
Pulls it out, puts on the cheese, puts on these sauces.
Puts it on the flat iron.
Yep, there you go.
Puts it on the flat iron and puts a lid over it so it melts the cheese just right.
Yep.
And, it's a work of art. But, yeah, if you guys haven't had any really good breakfast or anything else like that lately, you're looking for something, their business slowed down quite a bit since the pandemic. A lot of people just drive right on by them, and it's still some of the most amazing food I've ever had from whenever they were in Delta to now.
Yeah. The only thing only complaint I have about him is his days off. He's like Tuesday and Wednesday off. And there's so many times I've gone out to North Pole, and I said, okay, I'm need at the diner, and I'm coming back, and the diner's closed.
Yep, they don't have
but,
enough business.
It's his business. They need a day off or two. Everyone else does. And so good for Ed. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's on. And, Joy out there and Ed, they're two of some of my favorite places to eat so far.
Okay.
I've never been let down even once.
Cool. You have a great day, Sean. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Probably going to the cabin in Central.
You're a smart man. Go enjoy yourself.
Across the street from Circle Hot Springs.
There you go. You take care, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Summer is coming, and now is the time to visit your local Spenard Builder Supply for all your decking needs. As Alaskans, we live for the outdoors, and this is the year to build your beautiful outdoor space with Fiberon, durable, high-quality composite decking. With the lowest prices of the year, free fasteners and 10% off on all Rail FX. Build a better summer with SBS and Fiberon. Visit us at sbsalaska.com to find a location near you. Spenard Builder Supply, your project begins here. Limited time offer. Visit your local SBS or sbsalaska.com for details.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 63. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio here. Now, that was just not a good weather report, was it? 49 a high, 38 a low, rainy, overcast, cloudy, and we're in June, and we're in Fairbanks, Alaska. Come on, Mother Nature, get your poop together. Give us our summer. That's what we're here for. Simple as that. If you can do it for us, I'd appreciate it. But we're talking about the this and that grill there on the at the intersection of Hayes Avenue on the south side and College Road. Cajun Mike, known him for over 25 years now. And he features some of the best burgers you're going to get. His bacon burger, mushroom Swiss, barbecue bacon with an onion ring, spicy burger, the Dano Hawaiian burger, book 'em Dano, the original Hawaii 5-0. What I like to do there is I get the mushroom Swiss with also sautéed onions on it. And you can get all sorts of sides there. You have great French fries. Also, sweet potato waffle fries, handcrafted onion rings, potato salad, coleslaw. You can get it. And then he also has a good grilled chicken sandwich. He has the BLT, the Cuban. He has a great Cuban there. Roast pork, ham, mustard, Swiss cheese, and pickles on a hoagie. But he grills it panini style. So it really comes out well. And he has a pastrami and avocado grilled panini style. It's basically your pastrami, your avocado, provolone, mustard, and pickles on a hoagie. He has a BLT, the Bat, which is a bacon, grilled avocado, and turkey with mayo, mustard, on Swiss. You can have it on white or wheat bread, however you want to do it. But he also makes incredible cheesesteaks. And he also has a great ribeye steak sandwich. And bar none. Have you ever been out to the Turtle Club, that Philadelphia steak sandwich that they have out there? That's his. He put that in there. He was out there this year, and bam, best one you're going to find in town, and he does that. Also, what he does, you know, you ever been to the carnival or the fair? He does a hand-dipped corn dog, too. Deep fries it, and in batter, and it's wonderful. You know, he has hand-dipped onion rings, chicken nuggets, corn fritters. He's got a great kid menu there. So, hey, you want to take your kid out to a good burger with some roadside dining, we'll call it. That's what we call these things, roadside dining. A guy who's been doing this in Fairbanks for over 25, 30 years. And fantastic person. Fantastic person. Then as you're going down, sadly, the pita place that sells the falafels, they're not going to be opening this summer. Very sad. They've been there for a number of years. I'd say about, 12 to 15 years, and done a great job. And I'd go there once a year just to get that falafel sandwich. But right down from it on Westwood Way, Mike Chevron there, and you have the big parking lot. At the eastern end of the parking lot, you have Zorba on the Run, and they have great gyros. They do the hummus gyros, the falafel, the Zidrti falafel. And, you can get a half falafel or two different halves, a half gyro, half falafel. Oh, it's what they do there is a lot of fun. They have the falafel supreme, the eggplant pesto delight, a couple other items there. Outside dining, curbside dining, roadside dining. And also, on all these restaurants that I brought up, never be afraid to do the DoorDash with these things. And then the final restaurant that's not associated with the farmer's market is the Little Owl Cafe. And that's in the Artisan's Courtyard. And they do breakfasts, too. So they do the waffle, gluten-free. They do the Morning Deluxe, which is scrambled eggs. They do the Breakfast Club, which is scrambled eggs. They do the veggie egg stream. They have the classic egg and cheese. They have drinks, coffee. They have blended drinks, non-coffee drinks. Great sandwiches in there. Sweet and spicy chicken salad sandwich. That's one of my favorites. The Tuscan turkey, the ham, Midwest ham sandwich, rather. The very veggie sandwich and the Greek salad wrap. And so different things that you can get there. Very nice, comfortable location, very clean. They give attention to detail. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. So, which is always good. But on Saturdays, I don't know if they're open on Wednesdays, but on Saturdays, you have about, 7 to 8 different dining locations at the farmer's market. And, you know, be it drinks or food, you have Aunt Alice's popcorn there, of course. But they also have Tunda Tonics, and they do cold mocha lattes and lots of fun things there. Then you have the different restaurants there. And you have the Thai food, another Thai food restaurant. They have the Thai iced tea and coffee. Then you have the Gold Digger Dogs, and I got to get one of those every year. But they also have a crepes place, a very good crepes. And you're going to be standing in line at all these places. You know, they're about 5 to 6 people deep. So take your time, enjoy it. Then you have the Sipping Streams, very good Alaska award-winning tea specialist, which is good. They're there. Then you have the different smoothies menu there. The restaurant that does smoothies. And then you have the different Chinese restaurant there. It's the Wok and Roll. They have the combo food plates, lo mein, so sweet and sour chicken, Mongolian beef. They do half orders, full orders, full ensemble of the type of normal Chinese food that you get. Shrimp fried rice or lo mein. They have appetizers, beverages, something for kids if you want to get your kids a baked hot dog, things like that, egg roll, Chinese almond cookies. Full ensemble. So there's your Miracle Mile. Then you add another half mile and you get down to the farmer's market. And you have about 13 to 15 locations before you get to the farmer's market. Then you take the farmer's market into account and you have 20 different locations to dine at. Right there. Now, I'm going to talk about another location that I don't get to enough, but I went there last night, and it's Salty's. And, you know, during the football season, college, during the NFL football season, they open up breakfast every day. They open up at 9 a.m., and they serve it until 2 p.m. daily. And if you like Eggs Benedict, I think they have the best Eggs Benedict in town. I really do. And I enjoy Eggs Benedict. And they have the original Eggs Benedict, and they have the Caprice, the Crab Cake Eggs Benedict, the Blackened Salmon Eggs Benedict, the Southern Benedict, which is toasted buttery biscuit with Cajun pork belly with your poached egg and your hollandaise sauce, and the Caprice Benedict. They have the English Muffin topped with mozzarella, marinated tomato, poached egg, hollandaise sauce, and basil. Oh, man. Then they have breakfast favorites, but the first one I want to bring out is the, quote, Bean Burrito. That's named after Chris Bean. He passed a little bit over a year ago. Fantastic gentleman. Just a very nice guy. He helped out a lot of businesses around town, a lot of restaurants. And Chris was just a very fine person. So what Salty's does is they will put your name on something like that. They have the Chris Bean or the Bean Burrito, and it's a carne asada burrito with sauteed onion, roasted red pepper, jalapenos, scrambled eggs, and with mixed melted cheese and a grilled herb tortilla with homemade salsa and sour cream, your choice of a breakfast side, which is either your hash browns or your potatoes. They also have, named after another one, is the Luann. It's a bacon, it's an omelet, the Luann. And then they also have the Carolyn Wallace, and it's a sides, and her favorite was a mixture of French fries and onion rings. So they named one after Karen Wallace, a wonderful lady, and her husband Chick is a great person, great realtor, still running around town, still representing clients, fantastic person. But you start your day there with breakfast, and some of their other ones is a cheesy grits and sausage. You know, everyone's got to have a grits and sausage. They also have a steak and eggs, and they have a steak and egg taco. Then they have the Huevos Rancheros, and the morning after. Now, this is an interesting one. Half-pound patty, burger, or bacon, hash browns, cheddar cheese, two eggs on how you like them, served with a toasted brioche bun coated with a burger spread. The morning after. That's a big breakfast. Then they have your regular lunches and dinners and appetizers. And what I had there last night was a Thai chili calamari, and it was excellent. I love calamari. You know, I love a good calamari. If it's not good, it's bad. There's two different types, wonderful and not so good. They also have chicken wings and chicken tenders and deep-fried mac and cheese, but their caprese bruschetta, that is wonderful. And it's a house-made bread, pesto, fresh mozzarella, marinated tomato, basil, balsamic reduction. It's a thick, wonderful balsamic reduction, and it's just good. Another place that has a great caprese bruschetta is the Greens out on the golf course. They have a great one, too. Oh, then they have soups and salads. They have homemade soup every day. They have the buffalo chicken salad, Cobb salad, Caesar salad, pear, walnut, and blue cheese salad. So what the heck? Then they have their main dishes, the Louisiana pasta. Saw that last night. That looked really good. The halibut and chips, red beans and rice, slow-cooked red beans, Adelaide sausage, onions served on a bed of rice with honey cornbread muffin. Oh, boy. What could be finer? Shrimp and grits. If you're missing out your shrimp and grits, this is where you get it. Or the pork belly taco, the Cajun pork belly taco with wasabi coleslaw inside warm flour tortillas served with chips and guacamole. Then you have your Asian glazed salmon and your blackened salmon taco. So you have fish there too. Then you have your different sandwiches there. The California Dreamer, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, avocado, marinated tomato, served on sourdough, toasted with garlic butter. The Salty's Triple Decker, yes. It's your, oh boy, your Triple Decker sandwich there with your ham, turkey, bacon, cheddar cheese, lettuce, onion, tomato, Swiss cheese too. A Reuben, they have a very good Reuben. Then you have your Buffalo Chicken Wrap, your Philly Steak Wrap, your Papa's Pork Chop Sandwich, the cheeseburger, very good cheeseburger, the Mama's Meatball Sub, and the Fried Chicken Sandwich. They also have a variety of flatbreads, some desserts, and some signature cocktails. Fairbanks, did I get you hungry? Because we're about 45 seconds to the noon hour. That's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Go visit the Miracle Food Mile. Enjoy your food weekend. Try and stay warm. And I will see you on Monday.